We've talked often about people breaking Guinness World Records all around the world on our show, and we've learned that there are plenty of ways in which we can do it. Really, it's infinite. So here's the question. If you could attempt to earn a Guinness World Record, what would it be for? I'm your host, Lena Kwan. I'll be back right after this song. Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for joining us on K-Pop Connection this Monday. It's already the second week of a brand new year. Hope you guys are starting it off on the right foot. We just started off the show with IVE's 11. So we left you hanging, didn't we? Guinness World Records. It's being broken every day all across the world. Some we just don't even hear about until way later, or maybe we just care a little less about it. But what's really kind of amazing is that it doesn't discriminate against one's age, race, nationality, and so on forth. Anyone can give it a go. And another thing is, it doesn't place any limitation on it, really, what kind of record you're going for. There are really obvious ones like a person with the longest hair in history, the oldest woman alive, oldest man alive, most pull-ups in 24 hours. And then on the other hand, there are some really random and specific ones, like moving 3,300 milliliters of water between two containers by hand. How did they get 3,300 milliliters? I don't know. Identifying 93 airlines by the designs on the plane tails in 1 minute. There always seems to be a time cap. And then there are ones anyone can really just give it a go and they have a downtime, like the largest bubble blow with a bubble gum. I don't even want to try because that sounds like I have to chew on a lot of bubble gums. If you're like BTS, then you're just kind of throne to king of the world and call it a day. I believe they broke dozens of records last year alone. So let's say you guys want to try or even invent a new record for yourself. What would it be? It could also double as a PR stunt, and we'll get to it in the later part of the show. What would it be for you? I actually gave this a thought a few years back, and because one of the stations I work for, we like to promote Korean things, I thought, why not make it a PR stunt and make the world's longest kimbap? I haven't looked it up. I don't even know if this exists, but I thought it sounds delicious and everyone can share. What about you? We'll give you a song to think about it. Here's Got the Beat, Step Back. Hope you guys are enjoying the ride. If you love KPC, if you're in need of more KPC, there are different ways for you to tune in. Do check out our KBS World Radio app, Wink24, our radio on-air app, Kong as well. And of course, you can listen to us using shortwave radio. If you want more details, do check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr. While you're perusing cyberspace, be sure to answer your 2 cents questions that we post every week. This week, it's all about, well, I don't want to give it away. Go online and check it out yourself. All right. And of course, you can reach us on our official handle. That's at KBS K-Pop. So leave your comments and those Y2C answers as well. If you're listening to us via podcast, don't forget to give us some stellar ratings. 5 stars, anyone? We have coffee or tea coming right up after a short song break. Here's Chung Seung-hwan with It's Raining, 비가 온다, and Casey's Poem for You, 나 그대 위해 시한편을 쓰겠어. Would you like coffee or tea? And And welcome back to our daily segment where nothing is off limits. And today we left you thinking and pondering about your own possible chance at the Guinness World Records. Well, here's a recent record broken on the other side of the planet just this past New Year. A Dubai hotel celebrated the New Year by breaking a Guinness World Record with, get this, a champagne pyramid composed of over 54,000 glasses of bubblies. Officials at this Dubai hotel said it took 5 days to stack the 54,740 cube glasses filled with high-end champagne into a pyramid that measured more than 8.22 meters. That's 5 times taller than an average woman. And I'm just thinking, it's just one little twitch and the glasses could have fallen. The resulting beverage stack earned the Guinness World Record for the largest drinking glass pyramid, beating the previous record of just over 50,000 glasses, which was set in 2017 in Madrid, Spain. Following what has been a challenging year for us all, went on the executive vice president of the hotel, it's a pleasure to stand here today toasting to the dawn of 2022. We have to find a sense of hope somewhere, and it seems that that's what the hotel was aiming to do. He goes on, the Champagne Tower is traditionally a beacon of greatness and generosity, and we'd like to toast to a new year filled with both in abundance. We got to turn to something and somewhere for a sense of hope. It was certainly a sight to be seen. The hotel also said a local glassblower will be recycling these glasses into reusable glassware for the hotel's rooms and suites. And two songs taking us into what the K-pop would carry in today. Here's Weekly with Holiday Party and Oh My Girl's Shark. What the?
K-pop!
Welcome back to What the K-Pop. Every Monday, we choose a K-Pop song to make your Korean learning experience more pleasant and exciting. For the segment, we're joined by Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Lena.
The way that she screamed K-Pop, rubbing her eyes, I wish I could show you guys. I can't decide whether to celebrate you for just owning it like a pro.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not on TV, right?
No, we're not. But I just wanted to let our listeners know what you were powering through. Are you doing all right?
Yeah.
The itch is gone?
It's all right.
All right, guys. So at the beginning of the show, mm-hmm. I actually talked about Guinness World Records and how there are a lot of really kind of outlandish ones.
I really like looking at them, but I haven't had a chance to take a look at them for a long time. I guess 2021.
The thing is, I kind of felt like, ooh, maybe it's obsolete now. No one's talking about it because who gets like those books printed anymore and buys them for Christmas gifts? Like that hasn't happened.
Yeah, and then, you know, we're living in the day of the internet. We can get everything there.
And what's the fun in that, right? But I mean, there was a time where we used to obsess over things like biggest pizza made that year and longest hair and things like
nails.
That's disgusting, by the way. I don't even know why that became a world record. But get this, guys. There was apparently also a man who happened to stack up those, you know, those tiny round chocolates that come in all colors?
Oh, yeah. We can't say the name?
I'm not going to. Okay. Do you want to? Do you want to take a risk? But you all know what we're talking about.
Yep.
And these round chocolates are impossible to stack because, well, they're circular, right?
Have you tried?
No.
Okay. I don't think I've ever even tried.
Okay,
before.
So when we go home, this is homework for both of us, apparently. I can't even remember the last time I tried these chocolates. But yeah, apparently this man stacked just 5 on top of each other and broke the previous record of 4.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear that you can even stack 2.
They're round.
Yeah, so okay, 4, but I guess you can do 5. In our home, I think it'd be impossible because they'd all be gone.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to properly do chocolate. You eat them,
of course.
Karen, if you gave this a go, would you try the chocolate stacking, or is there any other world record that you might want to give a go at?
I might try the chocolate stacking.
Go for 6.
Yeah. No. I don't think I can do six. No.
We'll try two and we'll let you know how things go, guys. All right. All right, that's not what we're here to respond to. We're going to take a look at a song choice that Karen has brought in for us.
That's right. So we're going to be listening to a really good one. I think our listeners are gonna definitely enjoy this one. We're going to listen to BTS's 봄날 or Spring Day. And for our dialogue, we're going to play two girlfriends who haven't seen each other since the start of the pandemic.
Aww.
That's a while. Are you friends? Are we friends?
Right. I'd be questioning that.
Well, okay. I can understand, though. If you live far away, it might have been difficult to see each other. So we're friends. We haven't seen each other since the start of the pandemic, and we are talking on the phone.
Ring, ring, ring. Hi, Karen. How are you? Are you doing okay? Oh, 보고 싶다.
Hi. Yes, thankfully I'm fine. Thanks for asking. It's been hectic for sure, though. 보고 싶다, Lena.
Me.
Last time we hung out was summer of 2019, I believe.
The thing is, I stopped counting. It's so funny you call because the other day I was also thinking, oh, what is Karen up to? 보고 싶다. I wonder what she's up to.
And how's Gongyu doing? Your husband. Oh, 보고 싶다. You know I love his dry humor.
His dry humor or his good looks?
Both.
Oh, he's got a bit doughy from the quarantine, but other than that, he's doing just fine. And how's Wonbin? Are you guys getting along better nowadays?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, now that I get to see his face more often after he started to work from home, I mean, all my frustrations just kind of melt away. I just look at him and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can forgive him.
Well, I can totally relate.
Like, within a second, it's gone. You know, and by the way, his new film's coming out soon.
Oh, no way. I had no idea. What's the movie about? 보고 싶다.
All right, so we learned the expression 보고 싶다. So let's go for the lyrics line by line. Can you start us off?
Here's the first one, the obvious one. 보고 싶다.
I miss you.
이렇게 말하니까 더 보고 싶다.
Now that I say it, I miss you more.
너의 사진을 보고 있어도
Even when I'm looking at your photo
보고 싶다.
I miss you.
Aww. 너무 야속한 시간, 나는 우리가 밉다.
Time is so cruel. I hate where we are.
Oh, it's kind of nice, isn't it? Yeah. You know, 봄날 is, I think, one of my all-time favorite BTS songs. Mm. And the lyrics is so poetic.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you're dating and when you're in that first, when you just fall in love with someone, there are those moments when you're looking at them in person and you feel like you miss them.
Karen, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
Just kidding. I just forgot. I've been dating the same person for a really, really long time. But yeah, you're right. Mm. You can be with someone and still miss them too.
Yeah, of course.
It's pretty romantic.
It is romantic.
And that brings us to our phrase of the day, if you will. 보고 싶다.
Yeah, so it's used really often and it means I miss you. Mm. The subject of 보고 싶다, it can be any person, animal, or an object that's meant to be looked at or watched.
That's a good point. I can miss my dog.
Exactly. So it doesn't have to be a person. You can say, Lena 보고 싶다. Lena 보고 싶다. To that person, it means, Lena, I miss you. Or it can also mean, I miss Lena.
Oh, that's actually a really good point. Then that's kind of confusing.
Yeah, so if you say it to the person, if you say, Lena 보고 싶다. To that person, it means, Lena, I miss you. But if you say, Lena 보고 싶다, then that means, I miss Lena.
For example, Angie 보고 싶다. Yeah. I miss Angie right now.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Yeah, we miss Angie.
And that dialogue was literally made for Angie. I felt wrong stealing Gongyu from her, even for a brief fictional moment.
Yes, Gongyu. It's yours. It's yours, Angie. He's yours.
And Wonbin is Lee Na-young's, right?
Yeah, not mine. But like we said, so it can be used for a person, but it can be also used for an object. For example, we can say BTS's live concert 보고 싶다.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah, so we can say I want to see a BTS's live concert.
So it's not just about missing something or someone. It could be about I really want to see something.
That's right.
Like or, a BTS concert.
So we also said in our dialogue, so we talked about a movie.
Yeah.
What movie is it? 보고 싶다. And it's obviously talking about the movie. So we can say it for a concert or we can use it for like a movie and say if we want to see something, 보고 싶다.
You know, Spider-Man No Way Home is like the talk of the town. Mm. It became like the most watched Hollywood movie in like a decade in Korea.
Oh,
It's really crazy because there are all these Marvel films in between. I had no idea Spider-Man received so much love. Mm. I really want to 보고 싶다, 보고 싶다 Spider-Man.
I already saw it.
No. I feel like that's a first.
Yeah, right?
Karen's way too busy. She juggles many different personas.
I am busy, but I was actually able to see it in the theaters.
And thoughts?
I actually really liked it.
There you go.
Yeah, and I was talking to one of my friends, and I kept saying things, and she was like, stop! Stop right there! Don't spoil it!
Yeah, so we're going to stop right there.
Yeah, we're going to stop right there.
All right, so Karen, what are some things that you miss these days besides Angie?
Well, besides Angie, I miss just hanging out with friends.
Without limitations.
Yeah, without limitations, but let's see if we can use 보고 싶다. 보고 싶, we can say 친구들 보고 싶다.
Oh, my friends, I miss them.
Yeah, missing your friends. So you could definitely use that expression there.
You know, I miss my grandparents are deceased. Yeah, can I use maybe a polite way to say all that, right?
You could add the 요.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so you can say 할머니 or 할머니 할아버지 보고 싶어요.
And now I'm sad. But it could be used in several different ways. Mm-hmm. Hope you guys have a better understanding of 보고 싶다. It takes me back to Kim Bum-soo's song. Does that make me old?
That's a great song, actually.
There you go. It's a classic for a reason. It's literally I Miss You. Yeah. And it takes us back to Stairway to Heaven, was it? All right, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Lena.
All right, and we're going to play that full song for you today. Not by Kim Bum-soo. Here is 방탄소년단 BTS with Spring Day, 봄날. Time for some headlines from the K-pop sector. Here's one to celebrate to start things off. Blackpink's Lisa's La Lisa setting yet another historical record. Not that she's going for this, but she keeps outdoing her own pace and her own records, if you will. So last week, Lisa's first solo album, La Lisa, became the most streamed album by a K-pop solo act ever on Spotify, which is one of the world's more famous music streaming platforms. Apparently, she received over 464 million streams. She broke the record previously held by BTS's very own Suga and his song D-2. So congratulations, Lisa. I can't wait for your next big thing. I'm still stuck on the fact that she accomplished so much last year, not just this record-breaking album, but she walked the runway at a fashion show. I mean, yes, she's leggy, but that's really cool, right? Turning our attention to our second headline, did you hear? The Jay Parks, so not one, but both of them, of K-pop parting ways with their company. So let's start with Park Jae-bum, hip-hop artist and producer. He announced last week that he is stepping down from CEO of AOMG and Higher Music, which are both prominent independent hip-hop labels in Korea. So he said roughly, 박수 칠 때 떠날게요. I want to step away while people are still rooting for me, and said, I think a few years might be the end of the road, we'll see. So nothing is definite, but he's certainly cueing that sooner than later, he might be stepping down from these prominent positions. Furthermore, vocalist and guitarist Jay Park, Jay with an E, of Day 6 has parted ways with JYP Entertainment. I know it's kind of shocking for all Day 6 fans out there, but there were some signals. Last year, Jay once spoke out in an interview that there had been some disagreeing points between the agency and the artist, and that taking a break was sort of a top-down decision. And last week, Jay officially announced that he's he's taking a hiatus from the band Day 6. And on the same day, JYP announced a statement that its contract with the artist had ended. Oh, it's not very smooth, is it? But you can part ways and come back together, so don't be so hopeless, folks. Let's play a few tracks for you. Here's Lisa with La Lisa and Day 6, Time of Our Life, 한 페이지가 될 수 있게. If you want more details on how to listen to K-Pop Connection, there are several different ways, including our KBS World Radio app, that's Wink 24, KBS World Radio On-Air app, as well as KBS Kong app. Do check out our official website, world.kbs.co.kr, for more information. While you're perusing through internet, that is, try to answer our weekly Your Two Cents Y2C questions for your clear shot at winning a prize. Here's a track by Ihai coming up for you. Breathe, 한숨. And that's just about all the time we have left for this edition of K-Pop Connection. I hope you guys are having a stellar day, seize the day kind of spirit, if you will. Here is Nilo taking us out with 비가 내린다, Float Away. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Hanim Kim. I'm Lena Kwan. And this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. 금방이라도 비가 내릴 것 같아 점점 네 모습